Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mendoza in trouble. Is out. Touchdown! Wow! Aron Cooper, unbelievable!
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, the voice there, a little choppy, of Gus Johnson on Saturday. Indiana over Penn State. In the finish of the college football season, that was one of the greatest catches I have ever seen. To get that guy to get the catch and to get the foot down. I mean, I don't even know what Gus Johnson was saying there, but I think he was most of us watching that. Did you see that catch on Saturday?
Hugh? I did not.
Oh, you got to check this catch.
I know
out.
The Hoosiers have had a heck of a season.
Oh, they're undefeated. Yeah, I mean, they're a playoff team. They've been unbelievable. And Mendoza's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy. That was an incredible moment to start the football weekend off up at Happy Valley on Saturday. Let's go through some what happened in the NFL yesterday, and then back to all your phone calls here on the Eagles and the Packers. Let's start with a potentially big development in the NFL this year, certainly for the game we have coming up this Sunday night. Dan Campbell yesterday for the Lions took over play calling. So, but Johnny Morton is the coordinator, and I'd say they've been kind of up and down, some downs, some really good games, but not super consistent this year, the Lions, like they were last year. So Dan Campbell took play calling over. They dropped 540 yards on the Commanders yesterday. Here is Campbell after the game on now being the play caller.
Yeah, it was just, let's try something a little different, right? You know, look, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to do it. Now, that being said, this is a collaborative effort now. I mean, I was taking input from John Morton that whole time and the other coaches. So, hey, man, what do you think here? Third down. All right, we get into this. Third and 7 plus. Blah, 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 blah. All right, where are we at? Give me this. So, this is all-encompassing. You know, man, we all work together. Coaches did a hell of a job.
What'd you make of that? I think it's a huge development in the season for a couple of reasons. One, if he's good at it, it makes the Lions just
more, a little bit more unpredictable.
Well, yeah, and also they don't have to go on the coordinator, up and down like we are, right? Because their coach will go back to calling the play. Second, we play them on Sunday, so to me, what's now up in
it
the
adds
air,
a wrinkle.
It's a wrinkle, and like their tendencies, right? Vic Fangio is a big on tendencies. What are their tendencies? Because they suddenly have a new play caller after half the season with somebody else.
Yeah, and also I think they're one of the few teams that have scored like 4 touchdowns in like 5 games or something like that.
But they had been down for a few weeks, which is why I think he took it over.
Yeah. But again, one of the few teams in the NFL that have scored 4 touchdowns in 5 games. It's like they've been pretty consistent with doing that, like scoring, and they went back to that. So the thing that jumps out to me is a lot of times, you know, when you talk about tendencies, it's like what you like to do on certain down and distances.
Right.
You know, certain bread and butter plays and things of that nature. I think what wrinkles come when you have a new coordinator is like there's a menu of plays that you like to run in these specific situations. He's probably switching that up a little bit, probably changing the formations that they're in when they do that. Same bread and butter plays, but the looks are different. That's the biggest thing, because in certain, like a lot of times when you scout teams, you look for certain looks. Like as a defensive lineman, the biggest one we look for is pass or run. And we would look for the way that the lineman was sitting.
Yep.
Because it's different set for different plays. They like to set differently. So that's the tendencies that you look for. Linebackers, it's more for by formation. And you look at all of that. You look at the way the line is sitting. You look at the formation. Because the formation is going to tell you, that's going to single it down to how many plays they like to run out of that formation. Then you start looking at the way the linemen are lined up, whether it's a run play or a pass play. And then there's other nuances that you look at, the quarterback's cadence and things of that nature, to try to give you a beat on what they're trying to do. So now that you got Coach Campbell out there doing that, that kind of changes a lot. And now you have to go back and you have to look for plays and you have to look for tendencies where there's a game where maybe he potentially was calling the plays.
Well, I don't think he had.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's where the wrinkle comes in.
Yeah.
Because he's new to it, so now it might be some things in there where you'll play the basic tendencies, but he might do something a little different.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge considering we play them this week, right? Yeah. That we only have one game of sample with him calling the plays. They looked electric yesterday in a bounce-back effort. Another team that looks electric right now we got to deal with at some point again probably is the Los Angeles Rams. They won yesterday 42-26 over the 49ers. They're 7-2. Let's hear Tom Brady late in that game talking about how good this Rams team is.
We've seen a lot of these great teams in the NFC. Eagles play the Packers tomorrow night. That's a really good game. You know, we're still learning who's the best team, but I'd have to think the Rams are certainly near the top of that list.
If you're looking at offense, defense, there's not a better team in the league. The issue has been their kicking game, and they've got to resolve some of those issues between long snapper and kicker, but their defense is tremendous with that front, and this offense, the way they perform today. Not many teams can slow this offense down.
Well, I mean, almost nobody has. They won here. They put up 42 points yesterday. Last, Matthew Stafford since week four. You ready for these numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Three touchdowns, no picks. Three touchdowns, no picks. One touchdown, no picks. Five touchdowns, no picks. Four touchdowns, no picks. Four touchdowns, no picks. Since week four, Matthew Stafford, 20 touchdowns, passing, zero interceptions.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Mm. And that's one of the teams that I remember early on in the year. When we beat them, those guys were talking about, yeah, we'll get a chance to see you again. Looks like that's probably going to happen.
It does feel like all roads
yeah.
lead to the Rams again.
It looked like that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, they dominated yesterday and won that game easily. A team not dominating in a game that few probably actually laid eyes on, the Jets and the Browns. Browns lose to Hughes Jets yesterday. And the morning show in Cleveland, our sister station, 92.3, they're having a tough time watching Dylan Gabriel play quarterback these days.
It's a hurried throw. It makes it even worse. And he throws it about 10 feet over his head. And they show Malachi Corley. He's beside himself. I'm hearing Nathan. And the camera cuts back to Dylan Gabriel. And he does this thing where he like touches himself on the chest like, that's my fault. And I lost my mind. I absolutely went bonkers in the basement. Just so I'm like, who else's fault is it? Who else's fault? Wait a minute. Is it your fault or is it the guys that drafted you?
That's exactly where I was going to go.
The supercomputer, the guy that can't throw it really well, isn't accurate, obviously doesn't see how to run the offense, but you drafted him? That's the supercomputer? The supercomputer's a Tandy. I mean, I lost my effing mind when I saw that pass go over his head. And then it got even worse because afterwards, wasn't it where he double-clutched it and threw it into the ground.
Yep.
That
right
was an exceptional pass. And then everybody had their screenshots of all these open wide receivers. I mean, old Browns quarterback wide receivers of the past were coming out to be open, and he still didn't see it. Just eyes down, pulls the ball down, and tries to run for his life when there's no need to run for your life. But we're told that this is a supercomputer. This is a sad, sad facsimile of what quarterback play should be. I am sick and tired of it. For his own good, for my health, for your sake, for your emotions, because you watch the game completely different from me. This has to end. This has to end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I guess my question would be, so what's the solution, Shador?
Well, is that really a solution?
Well, I mean
it might be the next one up.
They don't like Shador either. Like, are those the same guys that the one guy's hating on Shador all the time?
No, I don't think
that's not the same guy, but yeah.
I think the reality is they don't have anything. I mean, that's
no.
The
I mean, well, if they do go to Shador, that's what, quarterback number 4 or 5.
And they traded away the quarterback. Cleveland.
What are they called there? The Factory of Sadness. That's the Browns.
The Factory of Sadness.
It is.
When you talk about, like, it was one year where they talked about how many quarterbacks they had. It's like 15 or something like that. They're probably pushing like 25 to 30 now, aren't they?
They lost the Jets. I think Justin Fields had like 60 passing yards yesterday, and they lost the game. Fields is terrible, and they lost to him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're
Cleveland
horrendous.
Has not been able to find a signal caller. They had one. They traded him away to Tampa Bay, where they got rid of him. He's in Tampa Bay right now because they tried to go get Big Creepy. Well, they got Big Creepy, and you know he was the guy. Look like he's living his best life, though. Got married, you know.
He's living his best life.
Well, he got married.
He's a joke.
He got married. And I guess at some point they're going to try to, you know, I think he's still dealing with his injury, right? So they're going to probably try to roll him back out there.
Oh, I'm sure that'll go over well.
Oh, yeah, it will. I mean, but he looked like he's easing into marriage life pretty good, you know?
Well, I mean, anything had to be an upgrade off of what the life before this was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The hell are you talking about?
I mean, there's a lot going on in my head that I don't want to share.
I know.
What are you talking about?
It's like, yeah.
I don't know if this will help or not, but an old friend of ours last night had a missed extra point or a field goal, whatever it was, in the late game. But it led to this call by Mike Tirico, which I liked a lot.
55, ticker. Doinker.
Ticker, doinker.
You can't never call me childish again.
What's the matter?
Because Chris Collins were about damn near 80.
You wouldn't have giggled at Dicker Doinker?
You would.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm just saying,
it was
did.
A Dicker Doinker.
And you know, Mike Tirico teeing it up the way that he did. Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
It was NFL After Dark.
Yeah.
That's exactly that's what it was. It is, NFL After Dark.
It was late.
Dark.
You could say Dicker Doinker on NBC. Late at night. Now, this one wasn't late at night. This was not After Dark. This was bright in the middle of the day. Listen to Tony Romo talking about the Pats.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim. Patriots details toughness and they finish. That's my moniker.
Sounds very close to what Vrabel tells him too.
He says that.
Yeah,
too.
So I think the team might be technique for him, but it's all good.
You know what it was? Tony Romo set in his when he was putting his makeup on and you know getting his Botox in and
whatever. Worked on him.
He said, "You know what? DTF, I'm gonna cook with that one tonight. Yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna kill him." With that one.
Here's the question.
He workshopped that one.
Do you think Jim Nantz had any idea what another meaning for those three letters could be?
Yes, he did.
You think Jim Nantz did?
Yes, he did.
I don't know about that. I think Jim Nantz did.
I think he did.
They don't
it
say those,
like
those letters at the Masters, I don't think are.
No, I think he did.
Day.
I think Jim Nantz is not, you know, he's not as naive as you think he is.
I'm not sure. Have you heard Jim
Tony,
Nantz?
Like, listen.
Jim Nantz is pretty milk toast.
Tony Romo knew what he was doing. He let him marinate for a minute.
Well, can we hear it again? Because he said Jim after. Like, I think it was like an acknowledgement. Like, you know what I'm saying here, Jim? Let's hear it.
Fundamentally sound. This team is DTF, Jim.
DTF, Jim. And Jim's looking like, what the deuce?
No, I don't think Jim had any idea what's going on.
I think he knew.
It's also come to my attention we had some WIP after dark.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
When was
oh,
this?
My God.
This thing's massive. It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
What are we doing?
Guilty.
Come on, John. Let's get it together.
Oh, my God. This thing's massive. It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
We lost you.
I'm sorry, man.
No.
Was that was that just the other day, tonight? Like last night, this morning?
Yep, brand new. Whew.
Nah, I just had a flashback. It was funny.
Oh.
Oh, God. What?
No, you remember? Remember?
It was,
remember I kept telling y'all about the movie 28 Years Later?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now. Y'all need to go watch it.
I'm not sure I want to after what you just said there.
Because I'm telling you, if anybody is watching, it's like, good God. And when John said that, I was thinking.
I remember what you said. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. This thing's massive. That's it is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Because it's like, dog, it's like that is inhuman. That's virtually possible.
I was not ready for that to be the trifecta of audio after Dicker Doinker and Tony Romo.
It's 28 years later, man. Yeah. I was like, good gosh.
Oh, my God. This thing's massive. It is probably 5 inches, maybe 6.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the movie, 28 years later.
That one might be an all-timer. We might get a lot of use out of that one. Let's go back to the phone lines here before we get in trouble. 215-592-9494. Frank in Wilmington. What's up, Frank?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Frank, what's up?
Kyle had to talk me off the ledge earlier because I tuned in and you guys were talking about the reps and I thought you were making like early excuses. Like, no, it's just a bit.
We're saved. The refs are going to save us tonight. Yep. They're on our side.
No, it's fine. I didn't know. I was like already mad. I'm like, not excuses already. We can be mad.
He was about to take a bite out of
Be mad tomorrow. Not yet. Not today.
No, I'm not going to be mad tomorrow because we're going to win tonight.
Okay, good.
I want to say 27-17. I'm going to call that score early. I got a lot of faith in our team. Like, our running game has kind of made a turn. Like, the last game we played, we gave Tank some good runs, so I feel like we're going to give Bart some Saquon some time off. But in regards to the tush push, I don't think we should run it 4 times, but I don't think we should run it, like, a little amount of time. I just think that anytime we get short yardage, you just run a push push. Like if it's 1st and 10,
that's neat.
Like 2nd and 8.
Yeah,
every single time. I mean, regardless of down, if it's a shorter than 3 yards thing, just push push. Goal line push push. Doesn't even matter. That's how I feel we should do it. Like if whenever we get the chance, because y'all want to ban it so bad. So like, here's your nightmare. Worry about it for the next year anyway. Like that's how I look at it.
And the best part, Frank, is to do it in their building, in front of all their fans, like in front of everyone in Lambeau, just to tush push them out of the building.
I want a tush push for a 1st down with a run. I want a tush push with Saquon. I want a tush push pass fake. I want it all. I need all the variations of the tush push tonight. I want to see it all because y'all worried about this thing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to figure out how to stop it, you just whine and complain. I need every single variation of the tush. Put Tanner McKee out there and run a tush push.
There we go. That would really add insult. What do you think about that, Hugh? Tanner McKee tush push.
To do what with it?
Tush push.
You mean, no.
Why not?
He can run a fake for all I care.
You said he's the future.
No, he is the future. But we're trying to win.
He's not the future.
He's trying to protect the future.
I believe we should be able to have this game in hand at a good enough point into the fourth quarter. If everything falls how it should, we should be able to put in Tanner McKee and do like one touch push formation. That's what I want for tonight. I do like the choreographed Selly idea. I do think that should be a defensive thing, though. I don't think the offense should do a choreographed celebration for a play they already run.
It is, Frank, usually more of a defensive thing. It seems like those guys kind of plan it out if they get a pick six or whatever, and they kind of have something revved up.
I kind of hoping that Zaire Alexander gets a good defensive play, and he leads the charge for the tush push Selly. That will be a nice full circle thing right there.
So it would be fun. Frank, it would be awesome. And Frank, we appreciate it. But unfortunately, they're leaving him home. He wasn't on
He didn't get to go.
By the way, you see our plane, our plane there was delayed. The Eagles, whatever their time they were supposed to arrive yesterday, they were delayed.
Well, it was a lot of planes have been delayed this weekend. I've had some family members that were trying to come in.
Yeah.
And a lot of flights, like the flight he was telling me that he was on the airport. It was on a tarmac for like 5 hours.
I heard a caller on the morning show today talk about how he might have to watch the game in an airport bar because I guess just the expectation is the flights are going to be delayed.
Man, flights are crazy. So that's one of the reasons why I don't fly. But yeah, the flights have been crazy the last couple of weeks. Hard to get flights, man. Hard to get flights out of town.
You trying to get out of here?
No, I'm driving.
You're like the new John Madden.
I'll drive 12. Like 12 hours is nothing for me.
That's a lot of driving.
No. That's a lot of driving. Leave at night and just drive through the night.
Like when you get sleepy?
Mm-mm. I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew, Chip. That's from Talladega Nights. I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew.
I wasn't ready for like a Talladega Nights drop
Coming
there.
At you like a spider monkey.
Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, have you gotten more confident or more nervous as we get closer to Monday Night Football? Hugh, what do you think people coming down on this? Confident or nervous?
They're nervous. They feels a little bit.
You guessed the poll wrong. You were on the right side of it. You guessed it wrong. 71% gaining confidence.
Is that right?
Haven't you heard all our callers today?
Oh, yeah. I thought a couple of them were a little nervous.
That's kind of interesting, though, because early, like when I first put it up and a little bit after, it was like 90%.
So it's come up more towards
it's
nervousness.
It's probably because they were looking at Hugh.
I know.
To like help them remain confident, and he didn't do a good job.
It's my fault. I've been saying for weeks I wasn't afraid of Green
Bay. Yeah, but now today you're quivering.
You're like, I don't know. Fear. I can't tell how it's going to go.
I never said they were going to lose. I just said I don't know how it's going to go.
But it's not always about what you say. We can tell the tone. We can see you shaking, feel you shaking.
You can feel me shaking.
Well, the people on YouTube could see.
They can see me shaking.
They could see it in your eyes.
Nah. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, I know you're looking at them.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, but I haven't sensed that you feel this is a blowout.
No, I don't think it's. Oh, I definitely don't think it's a blowout.
Well, then you're not that confident.
Well, I mean, no, I'm confident that they win, but it's late in the season. It's going to be cold. They're going to win, but not going to be no blowout.
Wasn't the cold? The cold is advantage Packers. You would think.
Well, I would think that. The game is gonna change a little bit. Like I told you, the ball is gonna be a little bit harder. There are some intangibles that could come into play, but I think the Eagles, you know, overcome all of that.
I have some nerves about the game tonight, but here's what I hope. I hope it's close late because I trust Hurts more than I trust Jordan Love late in a close game. Tyler in Delaware is pumped up. What's up, Tyler?
Sounds like you're dropping
you
a deuce.
Sure,
that
Tyler.
Was a toilet flush.
Yeah, well, the toilet flush.
I apologize.
What an amazing
what a way
that is! Great timing. I got to be honest. Like you, wow! I mean, right as the flush happened. Yeah. All right, Tyler. We'll let you finish up. Finish up, Tyler. We'll get back to you. What are the odds? I hit the button to go to him as soon as the toilet flushed.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, was it?
I mean, not for us, but you know, right there dropping the deuce.
Yeah. But Chris in Concord is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Let Tyler wash his hands before he gets back.
Yeah, he has to. Yeah. Maybe less flushing on the air. Yep.
Very confident about tonight. And I was hoping to say Marv Levy and Jim Kelly, and somebody stole it or said it prior to me. So then I was thinking, how about Shula and Greasy? Now I'm 54. That's a little before me.
Yeah, too old again.
It's not too old. Mm-hmm. They are not too old. We're including Noel and Bradshaw. We're including Starr and Lombardi. No, they count, Chris. Chris, you're right. They belong on the list.
And then I was thinking, you know what? Donovan and Andy. So maybe you do those that won and those that haven't top tens.
Because the guys that almost made it. Yeah. So I think the confusing part, or at least the confounding part, I'll say, Chris, is like what do you do with the guys that had longevity but they only won one, right? Like because that kind of confuses it. Or they won none but they had longevity. Like you said, Levy and Kelly. I mean, they went to four Super Bowls and were a great combination, but they didn't win one.
That's when maybe they need their own bracket because they deserve to be mentioned.
Of course they
just
do.
Just like Donovan and Andy.
Donovan and Andy were kind of the Levy and Kelly of the NFC, you know, just 10 years later.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah. The NFC, yeah. That's strong.
Does that make you the Bruce Smith of that team?
I guess, yeah.
Hey,
guess.
Now, I have a future bracket for Mr. Douglas.
Oh, what do you got?
White man Douglas.
White man Douglas.
Yeah, we probably.
Because last week, when he was doing...
Not sure about that one.
when he was doing the impersonations of Bryce Harper,
oh.
I was laughing my ass off thinking about Eddie Murphy yeah. in Saturday Night Live.
Come on, big guy.
So I was thinking, this would be a bracket winner.
Yeah, we got to workshop that name a little bit.
Yeah,
we have an update on that next, by the way.
Chris, we're going to get that, man. Good phone call. We do have an update, by the way. Some more detail leaked out of what went on in that meeting with Bryce Harper and Manfred and come on, big guy, and all that stuff. We'll get to that next. 215-592-9494. All right, an update on the Harper Manfred incident. You're not going to want to miss this detail because this is like, wait, what was that? Are you sure about that? Should we be worried about Bryce Harper and his well-being this offseason? Plus, we got to put together a same-game parlay for the game tonight, the Eagles and the Packers. We'll see if Hugh takes the advice that one caller earlier said, don't let Hugh Douglas bet on the Eagles. Same-game parlay. We'll check in with you people. And we'll check on Tyler, who just flushed the toilet on the phone with us. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. It's coming up soon, everybody. So elevate your stuffing game to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you could whip up a nice little breakfast casserole. So good that your family will be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauces at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.